Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
On the threshold of a new year, music transcending stylistic boundaries. At the close of the year, we offer you our Ethnofantasia music selection compiled for you by Albena Bezovska. The music you shall hear is by authors of different generations. The linchpin here is the sense of freedom in their choice of forms of expression, with an emphasis on Bulgarian rhythms. Famous saxophone player Dimitar Lyolev is a soloist of the Bulgarian National Radio Big Band. For the album of my own compositions, I chose the title Rodopology as a token of my love of folklore music and jazz from the Rhodopis region. My own music is a symbiosis of the two, a blend of both styles. Whatever words I may use to describe it, there is one thing that matters to me most, that I deeply believe in this music, he says. Here now is Rhodopology, the piece that gave the new album its title. Dimitar Lyolev saxophone, Antony Donchev piano, Boris Taslev double bass, and Borislav Petrov percussion. The Cosmic Voices have travelled the world, warming the hearts of their many fans. In July 2014, the choir turned 20. We decided to dedicate all of the choir events throughout the year to this anniversary, says Vanya Monova, Cosmic Voices founder and conductor. Not long ago, the singers took part in the studio recordings and stage presentation of Milcho Leviev's new project, A Journey to Two Worlds, The choir performs folk pieces as interpreted by the renowned jazz pianist and composer. This is a music adventure that the Bulgarian National Radio Big Band is also part of. Here now is one of the pieces from the album Necklace. Thank you. Dimitar Budorov is a jazz pianist, holder of prestigious awards in the Netherlands, where he has been living ever since he graduated the Rotterdam Conservatory. Although he spends most of his time away from Bulgaria, his compositions invariably evince a powerful bond with traditional Bulgarian culture. Listen to one of his pieces now. Bulgarian National Radio Folk Music Orchestra soloist involved in numerous international projects, Nedjeljko Nedjeljković is a foremost kaval or shepherd's flute player. In 2014, he released an album called I Want to Say.
Thank you.
Puppet theatre stage director and singer Steph Komitova lives in Paris. There she set up two formations that perform Bulgarian-style music. At the end of November, her trio Wild Roses presented their new album. Roses are the symbol of Bulgaria. That is the reason why I chose to call the project Wild Roses, she says. People in France often call the Balkans wild, though not in the sense of unruly or uncivilized. They may be wild, but that is because people in the Balkans love their freedom so much and have such vital and creative energy, says Stefka. The other members of Wild Roses are Darko Anđelković, guitar, and Ivan Jelenković, bass guitar and percussion.
Катерино моме севда голема, Катерино моме севда голема, севда голема, беда голема, севда голема, беда голема, Катерино моме севда голема, Катерино моме севда голема, севда голема, беда голема, севда голема, беда.
The very mention of Martin Ljubanov's name usually evokes superlatives. An accordion virtuoso, he is also the author of original music with Roma rhythms. The new album, recorded by the Martin Ljubanov Trio, continues this tradition. Having graduated in Bulgaria, Chicago and Vienna, Martin Ljubanov has been living in the capital of Austria for years. There he is very popular as a musician and his music is in great demand. He comes to Sofia often, composes music for Bulgarian movies and plays, and travels around Europe with his music groups. I love the incredible sense of jubilation that Roma music creates, says Martin. Finally, a piece from his new collection. In the spirit of traditional Bulgarian wintertime cuisine, it is called sauerkraut. our music slot today, we presented Ethnofantasia 2014.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.